Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We're going to have a fabulous show today. If you're ready to forever change the way you receive pleasure and plenty, then you want to stay tuned for today's show with erotic spiritual coach Barbara Buckley. I'd like everybody right now to just pause and let's start with a moment of celebration. There are so many times that really fabulous things happen in our life, or, you know, you do something that goes really well, or you really make a little extra effort and you give a little extra love or a little extra work, something like that. And the moment can pass by so quickly. So let's right now just think of the things that you have accomplished, the love that you have given in your life, the ways that you have grown. And just breathe that in. Give yourself a big pat on your back. And then gratitude, just opening your heart to gratitude. Gratitude for the day. Gratitude for whatever it is that you have in your life. We all have great things happening in our life or we wouldn't be alive. There are so many cells in your body and they're all doing what they need to be doing, or at least enough of them to keep you here. And we have air to breathe and water to drink. We have earth to walk on. So let's just express and feel in our hearts gratitude for that. And sending out some of that gratitude and love to all the people in Japan and all the other places in the world where people are struggling. And it could be to you, yourself, to your neighbor, the people that are just having a hard time right now. And then I want you to go to your body. Thank you, thank you, thank you to your body. If you didn't have a body, you really wouldn't be having any place to live here on this earth. You wouldn't be having this human experience. So thank your body. If you have legs, thank you for your legs that you can walk around and run. If you have arms, just gratitude for all the things your arms can do. And I know you all have a heart and a brain. So much thanks for that. And today's show, we are going to be for sure getting into our bodies. We have erotic spirituality coach, Barbara Buckley, and I love this woman. She's fabulous. And she helps women with the energy drain that comes from the negative mind chatter about body image and sexuality. When women work with Barbara, they let go of sexual shame and are able to receive more pleasure and plenty in their bodies, in their lives, and their businesses. Women release negative body stories and free up more power and energy for work, play, love, family, creativity, and passion when they work with Barbara. So what do you dare to receive? Because that's what we're going to jump into today. And Barbara, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you.
Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy.
I'm so happy to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, actually, and I'm doing even better after your introduction and that meditation. It is so much in alignment with how I think about things and work with things, and I think you just made it possible for us to receive so much just by stopping and pausing and reflecting on the things that you invited us to reflect on. So I really Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Barbara. And I actually am not finished with my introduction because I have to tell people how I met you, that we were in a course together in a year-long intensive. And, you know, I'd seen you and I'd heard good things about you, but I hadn't really thought of working with you. And then Stephanie had been there one day, and she was just radiant, just glowing and just bubbling over, gushing with happiness, and looked, you know, she hadn't actually lost weight and she wasn't heavy, but she looked like she'd lost 20 pounds. And she, her body looked sexy, her face, everything, and the way she moved. And she completely attributed it to having worked with you and getting past issues with her body and shame and owning her thighs and her buns and just loving herself on that level. And so I went, okay, I want what she's having. And I signed up to have a session, and we live, you know, you're in San Francisco and I'm on the Oregon coast. So I had a bit of a journey to get there, but I made it happen and I worked with you in person and it was fabulous. And there have been, you know, many wonderful people that I've worked with and lots of work I've done on myself and reading books and all of that. But you definitely gave me an incredible piece, for myself for getting past shame and having a breakthrough with how I treat my body and treat myself, and for receiving love and pleasure. I've been working on receiving pleasure for a long time, so I'm really great at receiving pleasure from food and pleasure from sensuous experiences, you know, making love, massage, things like that, connecting with nature. But it was limited by shame and judgment of my body. And you helped me have a breakthrough in that. So I couldn't recommend you highly enough in those areas. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you and see what you're up to now.
Well, thank you so much, Lynette. I really appreciate all of those kind words. And I feel so blessed personally in the women that I have been able to work with, like you and others who are so committed to their own evolution and growth and transformation and to self-love and to opening to ecstasy, as you so aptly call your show and the work that you do. And I think that because of the willingness and openness and commitment that you had and have and others have had, I just get to see amazing things happen. So I feel like I'm kind of a bit of a handmaiden to, or almost like a birthing coach, although it has nothing, of course, to do with birthing of babies. I'm not a doula in that sense or whatever, but I'm get to see amazing things happen as people rediscover or discover for the first time a new connection with their bodies and their self-love. So
it's a gift. You create a wonderful space for that, just with the energy that you put out. And not everybody listening will know who you are. I had you on the show before. Let's just do a really brief introduction because I want to really get into what you have to share. But a little bit about your background and what led you to be an erotic spirituality coach. And one thing that is so helpful for me in working with you, and just anytime I have the pleasure of getting to talk to you or be around you, which is not nearly often enough, is your how comfortable you are in your body. And, you know, you're not 20-something, and and you're not, you know, you don't look anything like the magazine models,
right?
You know,
right.
And you're very comfortable and happy in your body, and you emanate your own kind of sensuality and sexuality as a woman in her 60s. I think you're in your 60s, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Yeah, a woman in her 60s. And you're doing, we only have 3 minutes until commercial break. So how about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes?
Okay.
Just tell a short thing and we could say more when we come back.
Okay, yeah. Well, I had a struggle with my relationship with my body from birth. I mean, some of it was imposed on me as I was seen as an overweight baby and then all the attendant guilt that got put on my mother for blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so for really many decades, my major focus was to try to change my body, and I was really much of the time at war with my body. And through a variety of experiences and a real connection actually with spirit, I think, is a part of it, and some other heart-opening kinds of experiences, I came to a place of realizing that if I don't accept, or more than accept, if I don't celebrate and honor my body exactly as it is right now, there's not much point in doing much else. I live in this body. This is, as you said so beautifully in your meditation, my arms, my legs, my heart, my brain, this is what I have. And the number on the scale is the number on the scale, and it is going to be that number at this moment. So if I'm not in a place of really honoring and celebrating myself exactly as I am, I'm kind of useless. That's the whole thing, how I got into the whole thing about the negative mind chatter. I realized how many years and years and years did I waste because I was obsessed with worry about the number on the scale or, you know, how things fit or what other people might think of me. And, you know, at some point I was able to identify some of the things that caused that and then really to be committed to breaking through so that I could celebrate each day as it came. In this body at this moment.
Sometimes that is more fabulous. That is so fabulous, Barbara. We have to go to break now, but when we come back, get ready to expand your ability to receive and to love your body. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And we are talking today with erotic spirituality coach Barbara Buckley, and she is enlightening us on how to receive more pleasure and love our bodies. And she gave a really wonderful short introduction of her background just before the break. And Barbara, I wanted to ask you, you'd mentioned about the mind chatter that can prevent us from enjoying the body that we have and can keep us, you know, miserable unnecessarily. So could you say more about that and maybe give us some tips on how to, you know, release those old stories, those negative voices, so that we can receive pleasure more deeply and love the bodies that we have?
Yeah, I would love to talk some about that. There are all kinds of ways to interrupt some of the patterns that go on in our minds, and in our hearts sometimes too. And I think we have to experiment sometimes with the ones that work best for us. But a little bit earlier today, I personally had an experience where I was not able to move forward in something that I really wanted to do, and I was just kind of stuck in a moment, and some old tapes were sort of playing for me, and I was lucky enough to be in a situation with someone close to me who said, "I think you need to whine," and and I said, "Okay," or "Would you like to whine?" And she actually shared a whining experience with me. I mean, I'm talking literally being in my voice, in my heart, you know, going back to that kind of 2-year-old, "I can't get what I want right now, I'm so unhappy," you know, and within a couple of minutes of being in my voice and being in that bodily experience of being frustrated, I was laughing, and it was such a wonderful freeing moment for myself to realize that really sometimes only in a couple of minutes I can be done with that. If I can use some technique, in this instance it was voice, and it was allowing myself kind of to regress in a safe sort of place, but really the voice was the thing. So that's one kind of an example. I think another thing that I had a really wonderful experience of helping to facilitate in a recent Dare to Receive workshop was working with a woman around the things that stop her from receiving pleasure. And in this instance, she was talking about physical pleasure, and we just spent a little time with just some very simple sensual touch. We weren't talking about a big sexual situation. We were talking about simple pleasure of loving sensual touch. And she allowed herself to take that in, and then she noticed at a point when she began to think, "Oh, I'm taking up too much time. Oh, I wonder if the person who's touching me is enjoying it. Oh, I really shouldn't be so needy." And what we were able to do in that moment was to pause, to let her express those chatter things that were going on in her mind. In this instance, actually, to go back a little bit to where is the origin of those messages, you know, do the need to take care of the others or whatever it is that was all of those messages meant to her particularly. We all have messages like that, but they come usually from different places for each of us. But we were able in this workshop situation to work with her around what those messages were. And she then could open up to having a little bit more pleasurable touch. And what happened over the course of, I don't know, probably half an hour or so of, you know, working back and forth between the touch and the mind, and allowing herself to continue to take in some pleasure and try to diminish the impact of the old stories and the old voices. And ultimately, by the end of this, she was having a very fun time with interacting with her own desires and her own ability and right to receive pleasure.
So, yes, and that
does that give you some?
Yes, that's great. Like the pleasure is just right there all the time, and uh-huh. there's just a barrier. So he helped her get through that barrier, so she could open up to receive. You know,
exactly.
what was given. When my son was an infant, I had a vision, and I went to this other state of consciousness, and I saw very clearly that every gift, every blessing, every single blessing is coming to everybody equally all the time. We're blocked mm-hmm. to varying degrees. And some people, you know, like an armor around all of them, you know, but it's all the love, all the blessing is always coming. It's just a matter of receiving. So I love your topic, Dare to Receive. And when you were talking mm-hmm. about the whining, what I saw in my head while you're talking was it's like you're, you know, the monkeys, the mind chatter, I often call them mm-hmm. monkeys. And I saw you like dancing with them instead of fighting yeah. them and telling them they're bad and wrong, dancing with mm-hmm. them. And pretty soon you're laughing instead of being stressed.
Yes. Yes, I love that. That's a beautiful way to put it, that kind of dancing with those, yeah, with those images, with those voices, and, you know, kind of taking them on in a whole new way that isn't so that they no longer have the power over us.
Yeah, when we resist something, we almost give it more power because you stay forever stuck in that resistance. But mm-hmm. when you open up and let the experience go through you and get to the other side, then you can have another experience. You don't have to stay yes. stuck there.
yes, that is yeah, exactly. And I think we all too often, I think, have been taught, and those of us who are, you know, conscious and evolved and, you know, we know the power of our mind, and we know the value of affirmations and all, and I totally agree with that. And I think if we don't allow ourselves to really experience whatever the stuck places are, like we hear so often, you know, what we resist persists. And so the ability to be there, just go into it, which I think you talk about a lot too, then we can get through it when we're simply saying, oh, you know, sometimes it just becomes another bit of mind chatter. Oh, I shouldn't be feeling like this anymore. Oh, I've done so
yes.
much work. Why am I still blah, 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 whatever that is. So why is this thought coming up at this wonderful
yes.
moment?
Yes, because there's the experience you're having, and then there's the resistance. When you pile a judgment of like, oh, I shouldn't be sad, or I shouldn't feel like whining or complaining, or then you get stuck in that, and you make it more mm-hmm. complicated and messy when you release the judgment on the go, this is how I'm feeling, and kind of embrace it for a moment and play with it a bit, it completely shifts.
Yeah.
And we can make that a habit. Another thing that I got when I worked with you, another method that you used with me several times that was very effective for me was there are a couple body parts that I had particular dislike for. And you had me talk to that part and give it extra love. And my left toenail has a circulation issue and then fungus, which is really embarrassing for me. And it just doesn't, I feel like it, you know, just doesn't look attractive, you know. And you had me take my toe and, you know, put some nice oil on it and give it loving attention and, you know, say kind things to it. And then even though I really enjoy sex a lot, I still had shame and issues with my vagina. And you had me, you know, do some conversations back and forth with her. And, you know, I picked that up really quickly and ran with it.
Great. What has been your experience then, Lynette, too? And you've continued to have these conversations with your vagina, are you saying?
Yes. And
yeah.
We're down to 3 minutes before the next break. But the great 2 minutes, I get little messages from the station manager. The greatest thing, some time ago, I think I might have sent you an email at the time or called you when there was a day that I suddenly realized that I actually, I feel funny saying vagina. That's not what I usually call her, but I'm on air, so that's what I have to say. Mm-hmm. When I finally realized that I love her, you know, that I actually felt love for her for the first time. And, so that was just an incredible gift. And that helped me be able to receive even more pleasure and not be in resistance, you know, and you know, by removing a whole level of shame there.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. And actually, maybe we should talk a little bit more about shame when we come back from
That's a good one to go into. So we've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, and we have Barbara Buckley, erotic spirituality coach. When we come back, we're going to talk about shame and how lifting that can help you receive even more. We'll be right back.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hi, this is Rob Valenti of the Bob Valenti All Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, home of Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Volkswagen. And here we go, a 2011 Chevy Aveo from $99.99. Save $2,600, a 2011 Chevy Cruze for only $99 a month. Ford F-Series trucks, save up to $10,000. 2011 Ford Focus from $12,799, save over $5,600. 2011 Ram trucks from $18,997. Save over $3,000 and 0% financing. 2011 Jeep Wrangler Spring Special, only $21,977. Over 1,000 cars and trucks in stock. 1 hour delivery. Everybody drives away. Service open Monday through Saturday till 4 p.m. Free oil change and filter program. Visit us now 24/7 at BobValenti.com. Call now 800-699-2571. Remember, folks, if I can't beat the competition's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. So just smile.
You'll find it all. My Valenti's on the wall. 1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, and we're talking with Barbara Buckley, erotic spirituality coach. And could we, before we start, could you give your contact information for the listeners? And I also know that you have a really wonderful gift for those listening today. So could you share that?
Sure. Thank you, Lynette. My website is barbandbarbara.com. So it's BarbandBarbara.com. And I can be emailed at Barbara@BarbandBarbara.com. And if you go to the website, I'm very thrilled personally with our little e-course, Five Juicy Tips for Creating Passion in Your Life and Business. I actually call it the Big O. It's more than you think. And for me, it really had to do with, it has to do with the fact that there is so much more to pleasure and erotic life than simply the big O or orgasm, as we some in this culture anyway often speak of. But beyond the free e-course, I would like to offer to your listeners, Lynette, a 1 hour consultation by phone with me, complimentary. And this focus can be on whatever the listener would like to discuss for me, particularly related to body image and sexuality receiving issues. And we'll go to work on it and see what we can uncover and release so that more can come in. So the first three people who get in touch, I would like to offer a 1 hour complimentary session. But usually I just do 20-minute kind of complimentary things, but for you and for opening to ecstasy, I'd like to offer this 1 hour consultation.
Great. So people could email Barbara@BarbandBarbara.com. Now, is and spelled out?
Yes, A-N-D. So it's BarbandBarbara.com.
Okay, and it's Barbara@BarbandBarbara, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
So email Barbara@BarbandBarbara.com, and what should they put in the subject line? Maybe opening to ecstasy, or?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay,
that would be
and
great.
Then they get a whole hour of Barbara's
yep.
time, and that's a very high value. She's, you know, I paid quite a bit for my time with her and was very happy to do it, and it was mm-hmm. worth every penny. And if I were listening right now, I'd be jumping on this. So,
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go into topic of lifting shame. And I know that when we do that, then we can receive so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a new relationship. It's someone that I've actually known for 7 years and had not considered ever dating him. And we've started dating like a month ago, and it has been an absolute dream in every area, in every way. I have gotten everything that I asked for. And I had just gotten really, really clear about what I wanted and had some shifts inside of myself around that and saw some ways that I was creating relationship in a way that wasn't working for me. And this man is perfect for me, perfect for my son, perfect for my dog, perfect for our lives, our lifestyle. I'm in heaven and he's in heaven too. And he, and we're perfect for him. And I'm noticing that the gremlin in all of this is I am being really challenged to receive love and pleasure at a new level. And that seems like a silly thing to be having trouble with, but I'm actually struggling with it. And so I was hoping that I could get some advice from you on that. It's come up in the form of, I mean, he's accepted my body just the way it is more than anyone ever has. You know, I told him I was ashamed of my toe and he sucks it, you know, and kisses it, you know, I mean, and any other part, you know, same thing. So, and all of me just the way I am, you know, and he's been absolutely fabulous. And yet I still feel that place that cringes sometimes and doesn't want to be seen and, or is afraid of being seen, afraid it won't be loved, and a part that wants to, like throw a wrench in the works because I feel insecure or feel like this is too good. I have a pattern of being with men who, can't quite, you know, meet me at that level or love me that way. And, you know, being very in love with someone who just, you know, can't be emotionally present or, you know, something, always something. And here's someone who's 100% here. And so I would like to learn how to receive more. And I was wondering what you'd have to say about that.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Lynette. It sounds like you have moved through a lot to get to this place of even allowing this man, receiving this man into your life and your heart and your home, really. So,
yes, thank you.
You know, so I think probably the first thing is to notice what you have done, you know, what you have accomplished, because I think we're all so good at noticing what we're not doing as perfectly as we think we should. So I just want to start there. It's a little bit like how you started the program too. You know, what is it? Our gratitude and, you know, all the things that we have. So just to notice that you have done something, you know, really fabulous for yourself in allowing a totally perfect, perfect's not probably a good word to use.
Perfect for
right
me.
Perfect for you for and, you know, so into your life. So, now when you, and the other, because another thing that I noticed that you said was when you talked about noticing that you feel challenged to really receive all that you are being given and that it seems silly. And, you know, I think, again, this is another thing that we do to ourselves. So silly, what does that mean? It seems silly. I mean, are you feeling ashamed? Is that part of what you're saying? You're feeling kind of ashamed to even have this hesitation, feeling ashamed.
Yeah,
noticing
I guess it's
the resistance.
Like, cause it's like, you know, we always, you know, teach and preach what we need to learn. But I was just saying earlier in the show about layering something on top of a feeling. And so, yeah, there's a judgment that I have towards myself for, the part that is going, you know, like this, this is, everything that I asked for. This is everything that I want. And it is even more fantastic than I thought it would be. And, then I,
and you're still finding ways to judge and worry and,
At times.
And notice.
Yeah. And I notice it, a part kind of contracting and not fully opening. At times I do open and he and I can talk about all of this. We can talk about everything. And we do. And yet it still keeps coming up in me. And, you know,
and when it
I've
does come up in you,
of,
Lynette, how do you experience that? Is it something you experience in your body? Is it are they thoughts that you have? What is it that, how do you know you're contracting?
It starts in my body, often like a pain in my chest, and then it'll go into thoughts in my head. And maybe there's a thought originally that I don't notice that kind of gets in under the radar, but it comes in as this pain in my chest, and this mm-hmm. I think it's like a fear. Like I have a fear. Oh, this is so incredible. If I open up at this level, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get really hurt. This can't really be true, or you know. And then I start to want to be critical of him, you know, mm-hmm. try to make something up, project something in the mm-hmm. future.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So the fear of losing something, I think, is very common to probably all of us, or certainly to women, I think. I don't know if men, probably men have these fears as well, but it seems like this, that we have way more fear of losing, which then, of course, ironically plays into, well, then we're less present when we're there. And I think that's what you're speaking about. You're less present, feel yourself contracting when you're imagining the future, because obviously if you're there in the moment, you have not lost him, and but you're projecting into the future. So where do you think that fear comes from, or why would it be that you might lose him?
The time goes so fast with you. We have one more minute.
Oh.
So I'm going to answer that when we come back. And
okay.
You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. We have Barbara Buckley, erotic spirituality coach, and we're going to announce her wonderful free gift one more time when we come back. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Get up to $5,000 guaranteed for your trade and $1,000 in free gas. Central is pulling out the big guns for this one. Central Auto Group in Plainfield. Home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central has hundreds of cars that get over 40 miles per gallon. Gas prices are predicted to hit $5 a gallon by summer. Trade in that gas guzzler now. At Central, where you get up to $5,000 and $1,000 in free gas. At Central Hyundai, get over 40 miles per gallon with a 2011 Sonata for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, get over 40 miles per gallon with the Ford Focus. Drive it for $149 a month. America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Hundreds of pre-owned cars starting at under $5,000. Test drive. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Central, exit 87 off I-395 in Plainfield. Open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking with erotic spirituality coach Barbara Buckley, and she is taking us deeper into receiving, to dare to receive. And again, I want to give her contact information. It's Barbara at, well, it's barbandbarbara.com. And she has a free offering for three listeners today, three people who email Barbara at barbandbarbara.com, and you spell out the and, so it's Barbara and Barb, A-N-D, Barbara.com. We'll get a whole hour with Barbara working on releasing whatever is holding you back from receiving deeply the pleasure in your body and loving your body. And before we went to break, Barbara was working with me, and we're going to skip. She and I spoke on the break, and we went through reasons why I would have, fear and shame and contractions. And what we want to do is share the part that could, that everybody else could relate to, on how to get past that. So, all right, Barbara. So for someone who has like this, fear and contraction projections that come up around receiving love, then, what do they do to be able to receive more deeply?
Sure. I think first off, there's the noticing of it, which you have done and you've invited us to do in so many ways today. So first off, there is the noticing that this is happening, because sometimes we don't. We just notice we're contracting, or we notice the pain, and I think you have given us a wonderful illustration of being able to make those connections. So notice it, and then look at the tools that are in your toolbox, and you, Lynette, have an amazing array of tools from all of the work that you've done on yourself, the ways you've worked with coaches, the way you've helped others. So we know that we start really with just noticing the breathing, the very often stopping, moving our body can be a very effective thing. Now, if you're in a lovemaking situation and you feel yourself contracting, obviously you're not going to likely you're not going to go away and say, oh, I think I need to go, walk around the block now. I suppose, but probably that's not what you want to do. But you may want to have a brief conversation, or you may want to ask for something that can help you reconnect with your heart. It may be that you want to be touched on your heart, your heart chakra. If you're not in a lovemaking situation, but you're on your own and you're thinking about things, one of the things that I really find so effective in terms of changing my or another's stuck place is to put one hand over the heart chakra and the other hand over our genital area and breathe in the connection between those two places. Breathe in the connection of the power of our life force with the connection of our heart. And you may want to do that with a thought and an intention of bringing from your heart the love and celebration and acceptance of the pleasure that you may be finding yourself a little reluctant to receiving, a little resistant to receiving. So that heart, I call it yoni, is that an okay word to use here? But yeah. Genital connection is, I think, so, so useful for women. So those are a couple of things to, I think, touch reframing what's going on. And then, of course, there may be the work, that more detailed work. If you and I were having a coaching session together around this issue, we would be have been spending the better part of the hour understanding where the fear comes from, understanding what the resistance is, understanding if there's some shame underneath that is not where you're not feeling deserving of having this beautiful, loving, giving relationship. So your body and your spirit are contracting and unable to receive as fully as you would like to. So we would, if we were in a coaching situation, be exploring some of the sources of that, doing some breathing exercises together, finding the place in the, on the body that needs the loving touch, and experimenting with that, and then maybe talking about if there's some resistance to even receiving during that kind of an exercise. So,
let me see. There was something you said I just wanted to ask a question about, and it
sure.
popped out of my head as soon as I started to say it, because I had several things at once there. It's like grabbing a wet fish.
I know.
Well, I guess I was thinking I wanted to know if in just a minute or two you could give some examples. It wouldn't have to be like just for me, but for everybody, mm-hmm. about if you feel unworthy,
mm-hmm.
what they, if there's some, just some specific concrete thing that they could do in that moment to step uh-huh. into feeling more worthy or owning okay. their worthiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, it's a little bit of a tricky thing because, as I said before, I think, you know, simply an affirmation may be helpful if you're, you know, you've already done quite a lot of work on this, but it may not be. There may be resistance to that. So I think one of the things that sometimes can be helpful is to stand up and to do something physical, to maybe shake it off, to move your body to shake off that those voices, those messages of unworthiness. And the reason for doing it that way is because when you're involving your body, not just your mind, in the process of trying to heal and shift things, it really makes many more things possible. So stand up, shake it off. And it may be that you want to have a conversation with that voice of unworthiness. Who are you? What is the message that you have for me? That's the other part of it, you know, the going into it rather than shaking it off. So another approach, and you have to experiment and see which one kind of seems to work for you in the moment. But who are you? What are you trying to say to me? What is the message that you have for me, this voice of unworthiness? What's your name? Where do you live? What are you all about?
Wonderful. So to me, with everything that you're saying, I see a running theme of being really present. We tend to go through our lives, you know, from one thing to the next and not living, you know, well, not really being present and
yes.
not being peaceful and in a state of love in our hearts as we're moving mm-hmm. through our day. We can be rushed and overstimulated so often.
Mm-hmm.
And when we sink into our bodies and which, when we love our bodies, it's so much easier to do that, but sinking into mm-hmm. your body is a step towards loving it, certainly,
yes.
and are present, then it opens up this whole world of possibility, and you can become aware of the little roadblocks and things like that that might be in the way, and then
yes.
all the different tools you talked about are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so fabulous having you on the show. I wish we could talk for hours more. Our time
yes, I feel the same way, Lynette. But thank you so much for having me, though. I really, really appreciate it and love talking to you and to your listeners.
Thank you, dear. So it's Barbara at Barbara@BarbAntBarbara.com to get the session with Barbara. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for listening, everyone. And next week, we have another gift for you. And stress is one of the things that keeps us from being present. So I have mindfulness expert and masterful musician Linda Cole is going to be with us next week on Opening to Ecstasy, so you can get relief right now. So join us next week, same time, Opening to Ecstasy. I'll see you there next week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.